Hey there, welcome to my very first podcast. How about that intro? I found it interesting, you know, that old frontier time, old western days, thinking way back before technology was nothing. I mean, rotary phones, if that, messengers, you know, burning candles for electricity. Think about that and then think about where we've come to today. You know, a couple weeks ago we were asked about an opinion on technology and whether it was, you know, beneficial or was it hindering today's society, maybe creating some alternative medium that people end up living in this fantasy world. Well, a couple weeks ago you asked me that and I wrote an essay, and since then I've changed my mind. After, you know, further research and reading and hearing people out and really opening my eyes to what I was completely closed off to today, here I am doing a podcast, which I just found out what a podcast was about 2 weeks ago from my girlfriend. But here we are today, and it's amazing what technology does for us. Yeah, there's the technology of, we have social media, we have the Facebook with the Twitters, the news media. I mean, that's your everyday technology. When you dig into the deeper realms of technology and you think about, I'm sitting here on my laptop connected to Wi-Fi. Not only that, I mean, you think about, that's just a small medium into the world of going to the medical field, going into everyday life in the industry. Me, I work in the oil and gas industry, and where technology has taken its place in that and taken over sectors of that environment. Now, you'll never be able to replace craft labor. The work of a human's hands will always be needed in some sort. Now, whether that is manufacturing oil and gas or constructing I-beams, constructing columns, using your hands for carpentry, those will always be needed. But technology is helping us to develop better tools. Those hands will be needed to create those tools, those minds, the technology will be used for that engineering and design of that new drill that's more efficient, or this more capable crane. And when you really open your eyes and just see what technology has done for us, I guess my issue was, growing up backwoods country boy, what we were closed off to, what we didn't know, our entertainment was go outside, entertain yourself, dig a hole, you know, shoot the BB gun, go kill squirrels, go ride the four-wheeler. To kids today are playing on the YouTube and the Facebook, and my daughter plays this thing called TikTok, and it's weird to see, but once you open your eyes, it's good to see what's happening. The modern technologies and the advances that these young kids are going to make, even to where we are now. Seeing what my daughter can do with an iPhone, she has a better phone than me, knows more about it, and can do the bigger, better things at 9 years old than I can at 27. Now, I'm just really getting into this technology thing and really seeing what its realms are, and seeing where it can take me. But I'm excited now. I'm more optimistic than I was 3 weeks ago. You know, I used to be, you go to McDonald's, you hear about these McDonald's and Walmarts that are replacing cashiers with this technology of scan your own or go up to the kiosk and pick your own order and stuff like that. It's more efficient. It takes away from the human perspective of it, the interaction. But technology has advanced that. Those people can now, instead of, you know, relying on a cashier, that cashier can now go better themselves and learn maybe maintenance on that, maybe design, maybe interface, liaison in trainings. There's other opportunities that technology is opening up, and, you know, opening my mind and seeing that it's not taking away, but it's creating better opportunities in the long run. And I'm really excited to see what we're going to come up with. Hopefully I still got a long ways to go, and I'd like to see what comes of things. I'm really excited and really optimistic. I'm open to it now. So thanks for tuning in. This is my first ever podcast, and I hope you enjoy. And if you feel the need or feel like you'd like to, leave a comment, send me a message, let me know what you think. Maybe I can make this a thing. I got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of life experience, and I'd love to get it out there and love to hear some opinions. So stick around, maybe tune in next time, see what comes up. Thank you.